Beautiful English，
准备好进入常春藤解析英语的魔法学院了吗？赶快跟着熊哥一起来吧
！Peter is going to start the class now.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Ivy League Analytical English. I'm Karen.
I'm Wesley.
Today is November 16th. We're on page 54 in your magazines, and today we have a double delight for you. That is, we have two fun things to do in one lesson. The first one is you are going to write a story based on the three pictures that you see on page 54, but we've made it easier for you because we've provided a Chinese text for you, and all you have to do is translate it. But that's a really good exercise in translation. And the other thing is we also wrote our own story. I wrote a story myself, and that's the creative approach. You can write whatever you want as long as you can connect it with the three pictures.
好，今天呢，我们又要看图作文咯。我们有三个图画，那我们有两个办法来做。第一个就是根据这三个图画呢，我们编辑已经帮各位拟了一个中文的稿，那我们可以根据这个中文把它翻成英文，练习一下怎么样用英文表达这个中文的意思。那第二个呢，各位其实也可以根据这三个图画，让你的想象力发挥一下。好，那这个我们首先看今天这个文章的题目叫做 Shall we dance？ 那 Shall we dance 事实上是舞会的时候你去邀请别人跳舞常常讲的一句话。好、
right.
我们来跳舞吧的意思。
Right.
那这里呢他是因为根据他这个文章的内容他把他中文题目取为舞会出糗记。好但是要记得啊各位千万不要说啊、哦、舞会出糗英文叫做 shall we dance, 那就糟糕了好、
no.
不是这样子的。
And also keep in mind that we don't use shall that often in American English, but when we do use it, usually it's in the first person plural. Shall we go now? Shall we start? And it's usually the guy who will come up to a girl, put out both his hands or one of his hands. Shall we dance? He takes her hand and they go dance.
Okay, 好所以是邀请别人的跳舞的时候而且比较礼貌上你应该两只手都伸出去比较好不要只伸一只手啊、
嗯。
那我们来看看这三个图画这三个图画呢第一个图画显然我们看到是那个两一对啊这个一个男生一个女生在那里跳舞啦那跳得还蛮高兴的那女生很高兴那男生好像有一点大概有点怕怕的样子啊。那第二个图画呢我们看到这个女生在那里旋转啊而且开始脸上有惊讶的表情或者是惊吓的表情但是男人的表情就是不知道怎么办啊。那第三个图呢很明显的看到这个女生坐在地上所以她显然跌倒了而且呢显然在流泪然后对着这男生不太高兴可能在骂他或怎么样但是男生在那边呢可能在解释啊或者是不知道怎么办啊。所以我们可以根据这三个图呢想一想诶这个大概是什么样的一个故事。那我想我们其实可以看看先看看 Karen 老师您看到这三个图画您想出来的故事怎么样
Okay, here we go. Our graduation dance was held last Friday. I wondered who I would dance with. I hoped Chris would ask me. Well, Chris didn't even seem to notice I was there. Instead, Richard came over and asked me to dance. I said, okay. We started out all right, but then I noticed two heavy weights on top of my shiny new shoes. They were Richard's feet. I discovered it too late, though.And went ahead and tried to take my next step. Next thing I knew, I was sprawled over the floor right in the spotlight. Like an idiot, I started bawling. Not because of the pain or my messed up outfit, but because Chris picked exactly this time to finally notice me.
Okay, well, that was an unfortunate accident.
And it will be interesting to compare it with the guy's point of view, because when we read the version in the magazine, they wrote it from the boy's point of view, and that's why I picked the girl's point of view to write my story.
很有趣，而且我觉得从这里面可以听得出来 ，Karen 老师大概会跳舞、哦。
Not really.
Not really.
Not that well.
因为我觉得你怎么样，这个会跌倒什么，那个有些细节不错，蛮有趣的哈。
Yeah, maybe I've experienced falling. Okay.
Okay, 那我们来看看这个文章，也许我们用听写的方式或怎么样，再我们再听 Karen 老师把他的文章一句句讲给我们听一遍。
Our graduation dance was held last Friday, and that is already given in the text. However, Wesley can still explain.
Okay, 所以舞会你可以用一个 hold 这个动词，你可以 hold a party. 啊，那这个地方当然不是用 party， 它是用 dance， 可是基本上同样一个东西。所以你可以写成 Our graduation dance was held last Friday. 你如果他没有规定你写这句的话，你其实也可以写 We had our graduation dance last Friday， 也是可以的。啊，就 We had our graduation dance last Friday。那这里要提醒一下，有一个文化背景啊，就是 至少从电影里面我们看到这个美国人，尤其美国女生男女生都一样，他们对于这个 graduation dance 好像很注重哦。
That's true, especially the senior prom, that's a special kind of dance. But for some of these dances, people spend lots of money on clothes and、mm-hmm. on maybe flowers, maybe even on a chauffeur to drive you there.、Wow. They spend a lot of money.
好，刚刚 Karen 老师讲到一个 senior prom, 啊，那个是什么意思啊？
Senior is your senior year in high school, 就是高三。
毕业的那一年。
Right, 高三那一年。Mm-hmm. And、towards the end of the year, they will have a very, very formal dance. And the women often don't buy their dresses, they will rent them, but they also buy them. They will spend maybe $200 on a dress.、Mm-hmm. And the guys will rent a tuxedo. Tuxedo is a very formal suit for men.
燕尾服。
Right, 不一定是燕尾，它可能就是很正式那种 dress suit, 那种西装。T-U-X-E-D-O, T-U-X-E-D-O, tuxedo. And it's a very formal dance. You go there and you better know how to dance or you will be embarrassed. And it is very important that you have a date with a person you like. And a lot of hearts are broken or people、mm. are disappointed. They don't get asked or maybe somebody asks them who they don't like and the person they want to ask them doesn't ask them.、Mm. I didn't go to the senior prom. I went to a school that didn't have a senior prom, fortunately.
你还好蛮好的
Yeah, well,
saves you a lot of trouble.
It saves a lot of trouble and money、yeah. and also heartbreak sometimes because、oh, yeah. if you're very popular, of course, you can take your pick. But ordinary people often don't have a good experience. And、yeah. it's expensive. Some families can't afford it.
而且我听说有些男生会利用这个当借口、oh. 啊、就想要做一些坏事这样子、
oh.
他就跟女生说哎呀你要答应我啊这个是 prom 对不对、
yeah.
Let's have fun 什么的那女生如果不会拒绝的话也许就会
So can、
嗯哼
Yeah,、
anyway.
So that's the prom. This is a graduation dance. It's, when we say graduation dance, it sounds it's not quite as big of a deal as a senior prom, but it might be. They still spend a lot of money on clothes.、
Mm-hmm.
So it was held last Friday. I wondered who I would dance with.
好我在想说、哎、我会跟谁一起跳舞啊 Wondered, 这里是过去式所以呢 who I would dance with, 那个 would 是 will 的过去式就是因为你当时还不知道你会跟谁跳嘛所以你当时在想说哎我不知道接下来我会跟谁跳所以这个要用 would.
Right, I'll read it again, write it down. I wondered who I would dance with. Next sentence, I hoped Chris would ask me.
好我希望 Chris 会邀请我跟他跳舞。
嗯、right.
这里也是一样 I hope Chris would ask me.
Right, hoped, 注意要一定要加 ED 哦、
mm-hmm.
就是 hoped Chris would ask me. Next paragraph. Well, Chris didn't even seem to notice I was there.、
Huh.
I'll read it again so you can write it down. Well, Chris didn't even seem to notice I was there.
好 well, Chris didn't even seem to, 就是他看起来几乎是甚至怎么样都没有。怎么样呢 ?notice, 没有注意到。那 notice 后面加一个子句表示他没有注意到这件事情。所以我们讲说 ,well, Chris didn't even seem to notice, 什么事情呢 ?I was there. 所以 he didn't seem to notice the fact that I was there 的意思。啊所以他甚至于连我在那边他都没注意到那更不用说要来邀请我跳舞了。
Exactly, that 省略掉了 that I was there, that 就不用了。
Mm-hmm.
Instead, Richard came over and asked me to dance.
Okay, instead, 就是前面那件事情没有发生发生的是 instead, 后面这件事情。所以呢这个 Chris 没有来反而是 Richard came over, came over, 这 over 有时候从另外一个地方往我这里走过来的意思。好所以 Richard came over,那你不用讲 came over to me 了 came over 你现在在讲故事当然是 came over to you 嘛所以你就不要再讲 to you 了啊这个 instead Richard came over and asked me 他就邀请我 to dance
and you can hear from my tone of voice how I feel about Richard instead Richard came over and asked me to dance
you sound very disappointed
I said okay
好这个也是一样 I said OK 好吧好吧那就不跳也不行啊好吧好吧那就这样子吧
That's exactly it. We started out all right, but then I noticed two heavy weights on top of my shiny new shoes. I'm going to read it again and、yeah. try to write it down.、
Mm-hmm.
We started out all right, 两个字 comma, 就是逗点啊 but then I noticed...注意 T 啊，就是一个过去式 Two heavy weights weights 有不发音的字母，注意拼法。On top of my shiny new shoes, 全部一起。We started out all right, but then I noticed two heavy weights on top of my shiny new shoes.
Okay, we started out all right. 这个我们开始的时候，这 all right 刚刚 Karen 老师念到这里，他说注意是两个字，是指着 all right 是两个字哈，你不要把它写成一个字。好，所以呢，我们开始的时候还好了。But then, 接下来呢，没多久，然后 I noticed, 我又注意到了 two heavy weights, 两个重量。好，这 heavy weights, weight 是这样拼的，你不知道怎么拼出来 ,W-E-I-G-H-T, 啊加个 S, 好 ,W-E-I-G-H-T-S, 啊 weights。所以我就注意到两个 heavy weights, 在哪里呢 ?heavy weights, on top of my shiny new shoes, on top of, 就是在什么什么上面，在我的 shiny, 我的发亮的新鞋子上面。好，那这个地方呢是新鞋子啊，应该你会特别想要保护它，就想不到，哎，奇怪，新鞋子上面有两个重量，那是什么两个重量呢？
像秤砣。
Yep.
They were Richard's feet.
原来他们是 Richard's 他的 feet. 好，那个 weight 啊是重量，它也可以指秤砣。
嗯。
啊，就是那个用来量东西的那个秤砣，所以好，就有两个重量，两个秤砣在我脚上。那他们是什么？是 Richard 他的脚，所以他踩到你了啦。
对 ，weight 也可以是指。电东西像电纸的那个
指针，
那个指针，对，那个是一个 weight， 就是压东西的东西叫做 weight，
也可以叫 paperweight。
Paperweight, right?、Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I discovered it too late, though, and went ahead and tried to take my next step. I'll read it again. I discovered it too late, though, and went ahead and tried to take my next step.
I discovered it 就是指这件事情啊。我发现说，哎呀，原来是他踩到我的脚，但是我发现已经太晚了 ，too late though。然后呢 ，and went ahead， 我就继续跳 ，went ahead 继续跳 ，and tried to take my next step， 想办法要怎么样？要 take my next step， 应该就是我跳下一步，怎么个我继续跳就对了。
Okay,、mm-hmm. next thing I knew, I was sprawled over the floor, right in the spotlight.比较难的字是 sprawl， 就是整个人瘫在地上 ，sprawl 加 ed，sprawled sprawled over， 整个人瘫在地板上啊。Next thing I knew， 也可以说 the next thing， 可是 the 也可以省略掉。Next thing I knew， I was sprawled over the floor， comma， right in the spotlight。
OK， 所以这个地方呢，我们中间到底怎么跌倒那个细节，你如果说不想去聊，不想太细的去描写的话，其实用这一招很好，就是 next thing I knew， 尤其是常常发生一些意外的时候，常常就会讲到这个，就是说你不知道这件事情怎么发生的啊，所以 the next thing I knew， 前一 the previous moment， 你发现到说我要 trying to take my next step， 但中间你在下花钱下面逮鸡，突然之间就 next thing I knew， 好，接下来我所知道的事情就是 I was sprawled。Over， 我整个人趴在地上。那更惨的是 ，in the spotlight， 而且是 right in the spotlight。Spotlight 就是那个镁光灯、聚光灯啊，舞台中间那个灯。你是 right in， 而且搞不好是 in the center of the spotlight， 啊，你正好就在那个聚光灯的中间啊，所以很惨。所以这里啊，大家就学会这一招。以后你要讲一个什么发生什么意外的时候。你如果要表示一什么说时迟那时快
，That's what I wanted to say. I was waiting for a chance to say that.
OK， 说时迟那时快，你就可以说、yeah. Next thing I knew, I 什么什么什么。
嗯，
啊，当然你前面可以加一些 detail， 可是不需要加。你前面可以说啊、，Suddenly I felt that I tripped、at 什么 something 啊什么，但都不需要写。
那个过程好像都落掉，都空掉了，搞不清楚。
因为这比较有戏剧性的、
啊。Uh-huh.
对对对。
Like an idiot, I started bawling. 然后破折号。Not because of the pain or my messed up outfit, but because Chris picked exactly this time to finally notice me. 这个比较长一点，我慢慢来，你们来抄。Like an idiot, I-D-I-O-T, idiot, 这是个白痴，逗点。Like an idiot, I started, 过去式 bawling, 你可能会 cry, C-R-Y.Bawling 是嚎啕大哭的意思、啊、通常是讲小孩子 is bawling 然后哭得好大声 B-A-W-L 加 I-N-G B-A-W-L-I-N-G I started bawling dash 破折号 not because of the pain. Pain 注意是 P-A-I-N, 不要跟锅子 pan 混在一起 pain, pan. 逗点 not because of the pain, comma, or my messed up outfit. Messed up, mess 就是乱七八糟的一堆 M-E-S-S 加 E-D 加一横加 U-P up. Messed up 就是被弄得糟、乱糟糟的 Or my messed upOutfit 是我那套衣服被弄得乱糟糟的那套衣服逗点 But because Chris picked exactly this time to finally 写底字的或者画底线的 finally notice me The whole thing Like an idiot I started bawling Not because of the pain or my messed up outfit But because Chris picked exactly this time to finally notice me
OK, 这个尾巴结尾写这样一个句子很有效果啊因为这是一个长的句子。那各位在写考试写作文的时候啊通常来讲你不需要刻意去写太长的句子啊但是如果你一篇作文里面有一句啊写得很好的 well written, 啊 long sentence, 那老师会觉得说诶这个学生程度不错因为你长句子要写得清楚写得grammatical 其实不是那么容易的事情
right
啊，但是也没有那么难呐 啊，因为长句子是小部分加在一起嘛。
要专心，然后第二个你要检查，
对，
写完了要检查。
嗯哼，好，那写长句的时候一定要记得，你只能有一个主要动词。如果你有超过一个以上的主要动词，你就要看这些动词之间有没有适当的连接，看是用连接词啊，或者是用 dash 啊，用那个破折号。好，那我们看看 Karen 老师这一句，他说 like an idiot。啊 ,the idiot 就是一个笨蛋啊我看起来我像个笨蛋一样这个 like an idiot 它的主词就是后面主要子句的主词就是 I 我就开始怎么样 bowling 啊这个字大家学好啊这不是打保龄球啊那不同的打保龄球是 bowling 啊 how do you spell bowling
B-O-W-L-I-N-G 这个是 B-A-W-L-I-N-G bowling R 的音
啊哈好我就开始大哭大哭那接下来他用一个这个破折号因为这个时候呢他用破折号来表示为什么大哭表示原因啊那原因呢那大家还要记得下面这一个结构啊 not because 什么什么 but because 什么什么你这两个记清楚的话你这句子就可以拉得很长了而且是 grammatically 的 long sentence, grammatical 的 long sentence, 所以 not because 并不是因为那你后面要接名词痛这时候你就讲 because of, 那 because 后面接的是子句嘛 ,because of 后面接名词所以 not because of the pain, 不是因为我摔得痛啊 ,or my messed up outfit, 或者也不是因为我的 messed up, 啊这个地方是把这个形容词变成一个连接形容词复合形容词 ,messed up, 我搞得乱糟糟的这个 outfit, outfit 这个词大家好好学起来你去参加舞会的时候你穿的那一套衣服就叫做 outfit, 你这里当然可以用 clothes, 啊可是用 clothes 就没有那么精确你也可以用 dress,但是也没有那么精确 ,outfit 最棒啊所以也不是因为我的这个那套衣服弄得乱七八糟 ,but because, 而是因为 Chris picked exactly this time, 他正好选了这个时候来 finally notice me, 啊终于他注意到我了但他注意到我的时候是我最糗的时候那真的是不想做人了。
How sad.
Yeah.Okay,
so I'll read the whole thing through once very quickly, and then we'll go on to our model composition, which we're going to do via translation.Our graduation dance was held last Friday. I wondered who I would dance with. I hoped Chris would ask me. Well, Chris didn't even seem to notice I was there. Instead, Richard came over and asked me to dance. I said, okay. We started out all right, but then I noticed two heavy weights on top of my shiny new shoes. They were Richard's feet. I discovered it too late, though, and went ahead and tried to take my next step.Next thing I knew, I was sprawled over the floor right in the spotlight. Like an idiot, I started bawling. Not because of the pain or my messed up outfit, but because Chris picked exactly this time to finally notice me. Sad story. Let's now do the translation. Wesley will read the whole text in Chinese, and then he'll read it one sentence at a time, and then we'll read the English translation.
Okay, 所以呢，这个我们的示范的这一篇文章，中文是这样写的。我们的毕业舞会在上星期五举行，本来这应该是我们回忆中永难忘怀的一天，然而那天却变成我永远忘不了的噩梦。在舞会上，我鼓起勇气邀我暗恋的那个女孩艾玛与我共舞，当她红着脸点头答应时，我整个人感到飘飘然似的，但当我们双手碰触的那一刹那，我的身体却抖个不停，而且双脚发软。我敢说他一定可以感受到我手心的汗水，这让我更加紧张了。跳舞的时候，我好几次不小心踩到他的脚，突然我滑了一下，害他摔到地上。 他不可置信地往上看着我，眼里尽是愤怒与泪水。自从那场舞会之后，他就再也没有跟我说过话。我也发誓再也不跳舞了。
He gives up too easily. He doesn't know that she's really thinking about Chris, too. All right, let's try it sentence by sentence.
那第一句呢，就是我们的这个题目那一句啊，我们的毕业舞会在上星期五举行。
Our graduation dance was held last Friday.
原本这应该是我们回忆中永难忘怀的一天。
It was supposed to be a day we'd hold in our memories forever. 稍微注意一下 we would hold in our memories forever.
好，还有那个 was supposed to 是本来应该是如何如何哈。
Right.
那接下来，然而那天却变成我永远忘不了的噩梦。
However, it turned out to be a nightmare.I will never forget. 所以这两句话的每一个动词的时态特别注意。第一个，本来应该是 it was supposed to. 我们会永远记得是 we would hold in our memories forever, we'd hold. However, 实际上我们还用个过去式，实际发生的事情。It turned out to be, 结果到头来是 a nightmare that I will, 未来是 never forget.
嗯，这时态要多注意一下。好，接下来，在舞会上，我鼓起勇气邀我暗恋的那个女孩艾玛与我共舞。
At the dance, I got up the courage to ask Emma, a girl I have a crush on, to dance with me. 这次还是要注意时态。At the dance, I got up, 就是过去式 to work up the courage, to get up the courage, 鼓起勇气 to ask Emma, 就是一个 infinitive, a girl, 现在是 I have a crush on, 因为我现在还是暗恋着她 to dance with me.
好，这个Emma 后面的 a girl I have a crush on 就是一个同位格，它其实前面省略了 a girl whom I had a crush on。 好，我们再看下一句，当他红着脸点头答应的时候，我整个人感觉到飘飘然似的。
OK， 又是过去式， When she blushed and nodded her head, I felt as if I were walking on air。 现在全部都是过去式。
嗯哼，好，这个 blushed 大家注意，不及物动词就是脸红。那 nodded her head， her head 其实可以省略的啊。不过你写下去的话，在这一句里面，那个听起来 rhythm 比较对。然后呢， I felt as if I were walking on air， walking on air 就是飘飘然。你也可以用 floating on air， 也可以 F L O A T I N G 也是可以的。
就把 as if I were 背起来，那是一个 chunk。
嗯哼，好，你看，接下来，但是呢，从我们双手碰触的那一刹那，我的身体却抖个不停。
But from the moment our hands touched。My body couldn't stop shaking, and I got weak in the knees.
就是我的双脚发软，所以脚软的就是 got weak in the knees. 所以你可以说 his smile made her go weak at the knees. 让她脚都软了。
at 跟 in 都可以。
Yeah, OK, 好，然后呢，我们再看下一句。他说呢，我敢说他一定可以感觉到我手上的汗水。
I bet she could feel the sweat on my palms.Which made me even more nervous.
这让我更加紧张了。
嗯，
接下来跳舞的时候呢，我好几次不小心踩到他的脚。
That's the worst part. While dancing, I accidentally stepped on her feet several times. 我不小心做了某一件事情。I accidentally. Don't say I wasn't careful and I knocked over the vase.
对对
I accidentally.、嗯、这是固定的一个副词、
嗯。
While dancing, I accidentally stepped 过去式 on her feet 数次 several times.
对，要注意那个 on, stepped on her feet. 然后呢，接下来突然我滑了一下。
All of a sudden, I slipped.
而且我害她摔到地上。
And made her fall to the floor. 就是你使他做这件事情 made her fall to the floor.
他不可置信地往上看着我，眼里尽是愤怒与泪水。
She stared up at me in disbelief, and her eyes were filled with anger and tears.
Stare at somebody in disbelief 就是以不信的眼光看着某人。那自从那场舞会之后，他就再也没有跟我说过话了。我也发誓再也不跳舞了。
She hasn't spoken to me since the dance, and I vowed never to dance again. A better attitude would be go and take dancing lessons.
Yeah, 而且他这里啊，我们再回到这个英文 I vowed never to 什么 again， 好好记住这个用法。
Yeah,
我发誓再也不怎么样了。
But take dancing lessons.
Okay,
we'll see you next time. Bye bye.
All right. 亲爱的听众您好，每月16日的感恩日又到咯，只要您在当天写出或说出通关密语，常春藤真够意思。即可享有优惠服务哦，详情请见杂志或洽询0800-581-568，0800-581-568。
喜欢今天的内容吗？ 欢迎您上常春藤网络书店 www.ivy.com.tw 浏览我们的各项好康讯息及赖世雄老师部落格，详情请洽0800-581-568。